Hey, welcome to the Film Podcast. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Brandon.
And today we're talking about Batman versus Superman.
Batman v Superman.
Dawn of Justice.
There's no verses.
I know, sorry.
colon, Dawn of Justice.
And this is a review slash spoiler cast. So there will be spoilers. I want to repeat it. There will be spoilers.
It'd be no fun to tell. Look, if someone's listening to this, they saw it this weekend.
Yeah. So, again, Batman versus Superman. Spoilers. About to happen.
Ricardo's wearing his Batman v Superman shirt.
Yeah.
Then he got it at Comic-Con for free.
This is the last time I'm going to wear it before, like, I'm ashamed to wear it.
I guarantee you've gotten more enjoyment out of that shirt.
You know what? We'll get into it.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, let's talk about should we talk about the synopsis?
There's two hours of freshman philosophy, and then they fight for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we should say for the people who, you know what, everyone who's listening to this will have seen the movie. So,
Synopsis doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I want to start at the beginning because it's one of the few good things I'll have to say about it is in that when the movie starts, I thought, wow, okay, I think this might be really good.
Yeah.
It's the part where we flash back to Metropolis during the fight at the end of Man of Steel when Superman's fighting Zod, but it's from ground level with Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne driving through the streets, running, saving people, saving more people than Superman ever did in the final battle.
Yeah.
And
he just saved one girl. And that's more than Batman, Superman
exactly.
ever did.
he saves two people.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is twice as many.
Yeah.
But it's like it's done really well. It's exciting. The thing with him, I guess still even in that scene, the logic doesn't hold up. Because like he calls and tells everyone to evacuate the building. Like they're waiting for his call to evacuate the building, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like that? Like he's calling to his friend Jack.
Yeah, well, it seems
like... And
he's
like, where are you? And he's like, evacuate the building, even though it's chaos around them. He's like, oh, all right, everyone get out.
Yeah, it seems like if I were in that situation, especially in a post-9/11 world,
yeah,
I'd be like, as soon as someone went on the radio and said, hey, we're from another planet, and we want Superman, deliver him to us, I'm out. I'm in the desert. I'm fucking gone, dude.
But this is not even a post-9/11 world. This is like, that shit happened... And this, it's like foreign to everybody. It's like chaos.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I'm saying in the world we live in now, if I see a spaceship or someone coming on the TV and saying, we're aliens, we want Superman, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be in the desert.
Yeah.
Like, I could,
yeah.
I'm going to just be gone for a little bit.
I want to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to be in the city.
I'm
not going to go put my suit on and go, you know, to my meeting 10 p.m. I mean, 10 a.m.
Or, like, everyone in the office is probably like, should we go? It's like, I don't know. I haven't heard from Mr. Wayne yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
We should probably stick around.
You know how he's a stickler for being on time.
Yeah, he can be a real taskmaster.
And well, okay, this scene didn't bug me too much because the logic worked. The car he's driving is a Jeep. I mean, it's there for product
what
placement.
I want to know what was not going to, like, what clicked back in your head that you're like, well, I guess it did work for me.
It was like a car that was waiting for him at the pier where he landed the helicopter.
Right.
So it wasn't really his car. But you think if he's flying in and out of Gotham City like that, he'd have a sweet car that's pretty fast and pretty...
You would think he'd have a helipad on the Wayne building?
Yeah. Which is... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe he didn't want to land as close because he's like, what if the building goes down?
He was still like, well, some shit's going down. I'm not going to land my helicopter there. I could tumble with the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but that scene, I still, at least like the way it was shot, it looked great.
That's just the first 5 minutes.
I can't remember. Was that part in IMAX?
I don't remember.
There was a part, it wasn't until the fight where I actually realized something was in IMAX.
I didn't even
know. It might be the first time it was in IMAX. You notice because the clarity of the image gets super clear, right?
Oh, yeah.
It just, the resolution jumps up like 1,000%.
Yeah.
And then
you
look at the top and bottom of the frame and you're like, oh, okay, we're in IMAX now.
Yeah.
The
good thing about that is that it just kind of proves that, like, Christopher Nolan was right. Because people were, when Christopher Nolan said that, I'm going to do some scenes in IMAX and then some in 35, people were like, that's bullshit. That's not going to work. You're going to cut. 16 by 9 into fucking full frame IMAX. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And he did it, and it worked. It's seamless. You forget about it because I didn't notice it.
You forget about it because he does it for specific things. He does it for an establishing shot, and then there's like a whole sequence in it, and then it's just establishing shots, and then like at the end, it's the things in The Dark Knight that does it.
Well, Interstellar was the best use of it.
I didn't see Interstellar in the theater, so I couldn't comment to that. Yeah. I can comment on the worst use of it, which was, which Transformers was it? Was it Revenge of the Fallen? It was the one before, shit, how many of those have there been? It might have been the ones twice before this one.
Fuck Transformers. It's not,
it was the one where there was the forest fight.
I refuse to talk about Transformers.
But he did it, and Michael Bay is not, look, the average length of a shot is about 3/4 of a second.
Yeah.
But it's IMAX, 3/4 of a second later, 16:9 or 2.75, whatever it is. And then IMAX, small, IMAX, small, IMAX, small. Like, it's super jarring.
Yeah.
Crazy jarring.
It is. All right. So IMAX. Anyway. There's a lot of stuff shot in IMAX for this movie.
There is. It looks great. Even though I say it looks great, but it...
So before we get in really deep...
Yeah, how should we do it? Like,
we should talk about whether you liked it or not, or you would recommend it, how much people should pay to see it, what is your five-star... Is it a five-star rating? Is it a half-a-star rating? It's all that stuff. No, okay. I'm just... It's all we had to talk about before we really get into it.
Okay, so star rating.
Yeah.
Star rating.
From 1 to 5, the Letterboxd rating system.
1.
That low?
I think so.
I'm going to go 3.
I think it's 1 because of... I didn't think I would be as mad about it as I am in retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
But the 1 is kind of on principle.
Okay.
Look, it's a bad movie. Let's talk about it as a movie, right? It's not a good movie.
No.
There's no story. What plot lines there are don't ever get tied up.
Nope.
Characters have no motivation.
Yeah.
it's not a good movie. Their scenes are disjointed, and what seems to be... Things are in there that just don't need to be in there at all.
I'll say this for it. So you gave it a 1. I'm going to give it a 3.
I'll say 1 and a... You know what?
2.
Nix it. I'm going to give it a 2. One of those stars is just for Ben Affleck.
Yeah. 2 of those stars for me is for Ben Affleck.
It's for Ben Affleck.
Yeah. One of them is for, like, you know... the key grip.
They did good. People worked hard on it.
Yeah, people
worked hard on it.
It employed a lot of hardworking Americans, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll say this, 3, because it's so crazy that it's really entertaining to watch how they're going to build this whole universe on like a house. It's like a house,
a house
of
sand.
It's a house of sand.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to build. Like... I was telling a mutual friend of ours that I can't believe I would ever be in a position in my life where I'm not like looking forward to a live action Justice League movie.
It's
not something that excites me. After seeing this, I'm like, I'd rather see the Batman. So I'd rather see Ben Affleck's Batman movie.
Oh, that I'm waiting for. That I'm excited for.
That I'm super excited for. But another if this is what they're going to be doing Justice League about, first of all. Like, Zack Snyder just hates superheroes, right? Like, he doesn't believe in heroes. He doesn't he doesn't believe in, like, saving people or anything.
So before we move on, what did I say we're going to talk about? Rating system?
You wanted the ratings. What do we think of it? We think of it as a whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
The rating, my rating is 2, yours is 3.
Yeah. And
I might give it 2.5 for Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman, but...
Yeah. So your rating system is very fluid.
I feel bad. I'm trying to think of positive things to say about it. And Wonder Woman is a very positive thing.
Yeah.
But I almost can't even say that because she comes in and has a cool moment in just a scene that's kind of garbage. Yeah. So it's. Yeah.
Why don't we start off with things we loved about it, and then we'll shit on it.
All right.
Ben Affleck.
Badass. Ben Affleck and Alfred.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeremy Irons
and Alfred. They had great.
Chemistry?
Yeah, they're great together. They had like a history. I felt the history.
I don't want to talk shit about Michael Caine, but I don't think Michael Caine was helping build shit. You know what I mean? Like he's too frail, you know?
Nolan had him just come in and scold Batman at every turn.
He doesn't. She was only 16.
She was only 16.
but besides that, like Jeremy Irons is my Alfred, dude.
Yeah, he was a good Alfred.
I hope he doesn't get McGregor syndrome.
I felt like they had been through a lot together.
Yep.
I was not as upset. They tried to. One thing this movie does is try to placate any like critique you could have of how they portray characters, or with like one line. Like, there's a lot at the end. People off camera or on television are saying little things like, you know, they're on an uninhabited island, or just to like placate the people who are like, well, they come back again. They brought a fight back to a city and are just killing thousands, but it's this zone where no one is.
Yeah. Or by the way, Gotham and Metropolis, they made them right next to each other. Kind of like Oakland and San Francisco.
Yeah, which I feel like that's not totally unusual.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not unusual, but it's not bad. But an island off of San Francisco, not inhabited? Fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, that's prime real estate.
Yeah.
You know? Lex Luthor probably owns that shit. You know?
Yeah, exactly. But like that, but the throwaway line I like is that Alfred comes up and says to him, because there's a big fear of this Batman being like too dark and violent, which me is. There are things I don't like about him using a lot of guns and just straight up murdering people. But there, you know, he walks up to him and he says something to the effect of like, oh, is this what we do now? When there's like a newspaper of him, a photo of the brand, the little bat brand on a guy. He's like, is this what we do now? And he's like, oh, they've always been criminals, Alfred. So like, you get a sense of a of the Batman like history that you want to see, which it's like, I'm going to say so many things that interested me about the movie, but they're all things that don't exist within the movie.
Yeah. Well, also too, I like that we just start, and even though we had to fucking see one more time Wayne's parents died.
There's no way Zack Snyder was getting away with not having pearls fall to the ground in slow motion. There's no way.
Okay, so we see it one more time, I was hoping like it could be, but goddamn.
What
damn
does
it
mean?
Dude.
Let me ask this: what does it mean? So it's always the Mark of Zorro, right? That they're leaving.
Not
that poster not, is on there. There not, is the poster for the Mark of Zorro, but what movie is it?
What?
That they just walked out from, that's on the marquee.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's Excalibur.
Oh, okay.
But does that mean anything?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a choice. That's a specific choice for them to say, no, I want to see Excalibur.
Also, in the Christopher Nolan one, it's not the Mask of Zorro. They're at play.
Of course, it's Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. But so I like Ben Affleck. I like that it doesn't start in the beginning. This guy's been at it for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's seasoned. He's not like learning fucking moves. He's just badass, you know?
Yeah.
He does CrossFit. We know that, you know?
Yeah, he does a lot of CrossFit. He does CrossFit, yeah.
And I just like Ben Affleck. I'm going to say something really blasphemous. That he's my favorite Batman.
I think he might be my favorite. He might be my favorite Batman too, just because he's the one who feels like he had. But it's so unfortunate because
he's in a shitty movie.
He's in a shitty movie, and he doesn't have a real kind of Batman story to sell.
I'm okay because he's gonna sell his movie with Ben Affleck's gonna go and write and direct his own movie, and it's gonna be badass because he's a good writer.
I mean, I hope so. Yeah, but it's. Yeah, I do. I just feel bad. I think he looks great. It's the best looking on screen Batman.
Yeah,
he moves really well. Yeah. People get all caught up in like, well, the fight style hasn't been, but I mean, it does matter because he's supposed to be a brawler.
Yeah,
and he needs to be able to. But like, here's a guy who's gone off for years to train as a fighter, and has joins like a League of Assassins, like all this shit, and he finally designs a thing. And he can never move in it. Like, it seems like such a small, petty thing to complain about, but it's true. It looks weird.
But in this one, he moves pretty fast.
Yeah, he moves great. That fight with the guys towards the end of the movie, which it's unfortunate that that's towards the end of the movie. I figured for sure that would be something at the beginning. But no, the part of the beginning is kind of silly where, well, it's silly and, this will be a perfect way to get into one of the things I don't like about the movie, is the tone, the aggressive, dark, nihilistic tone. The first time we meet Batman, it's in a horror scene where two cops are going down into a basement and there is a cell full of women who are obviously being sex trafficked. And Batman is upstairs beating up the guys who have trafficked them.
And branding them.
And when the cops go up, they're like terrified, and then they turn the flashlight, and he's hiding in the corner with like his arms pressed against the ceiling and his legs pressed, and it looks kind of silly. Like, yeah. It looks silly.
Yeah.
But then like he swoops down, and that kind of looks silly too. It looks kind of Catwoman-y from the Halle Berry one where he's like crawling along the wall kind of.
Yeah.
Like, it looks silly. And it's fucking sex trafficking. Like, I don't like that. There are parents who legitimately should have concerns about taking their child to see a Superman movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real bummer.
Yeah.
And they're building a whole franchise out of this.
Yeah.
It's just so grim. Like, it really bums me out. Like, the Marvel movies, for as grim as it ever gets, there's so much levity in there to, like, still make it fun.
Yeah.
And counteract the drama in it. But here it's just sour faces.
Have you noticed that? Maybe it's Superman, but there's not a lot of petty street crime in the DC universe.
No, I mean, it's talked about, I guess, as far as like, there's probably a throwaway line.
But like, because like Marvel has a ton of guys that are fighting like street level thugs, you know, just street level
people. Yeah, I mean, there are that, and Batman is a street level hero.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of Batman, is he's cleaning up the streets, and there's these guys that come out, you know, to... That's always been, like, the thing is, does he create them, or was he...
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, there's a lot of street level. They don't have it in the movies, but there is.
Like, okay. I like the Batmobile.
I like the Batmobile. It looks like the other one, but it's fine. It's serviceable.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Of course, Wonder Woman. She's pretty badass.
Wonder Woman is awesome. Barely in the movie. Barely speaks anything, but she's got a presence. She's got a charisma to her.
Mm-hmm.
Her entrance in that final fight that is a hot mess is pretty great. She's got that sweet lick. The sweet guitar lick.
Oh, yeah.
When she jumps down in. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot like the Justice League Unlimited, like, cartoons.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it sounds like the music from that.
Really?
Yeah, that made me smile.
And then there's Lex Luthor.
I liked him while I was watching the movie, and I'm trying to figure it out because no one agrees that he was good at all. And I totally see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
His Lex Luthor is, I don't know why he's doing what he's doing. There's no reason for it. He plays it like this kind of airy, like Jokerish, like weirdness. He's the bad guy who comes out, and he's obviously the bad guy.
Yeah,
like
You know what I'm going to blame it on is that he's, I don't want to say pretentious, but he's too much of one of those actors that's like, no, I don't want to read the comic book because that's like childish. Like, I want to build a three-dimensional character out of nothing. I'm not going to read the comic book. I'm not going to see any of the movies. Like, I'm not a comic book guy. And so he took something that was out of the text of the script that he could have gone, okay, how does this fall along with what Lex Luthor has been like in the past? And build something that's a little bit of both?
Yeah, maybe.
But he just went off the text and made his own thing, and it was kind of the wrong thing.
Yeah, I could see how he would do that. Because you never see Jesse Eisenberg do this, and I know why.
No, yeah.
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 Because it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, and he wasn't good in this.
He is, but he's good when he's in, like, I think he can only really play an asshole, right?
I mean, he should have been great in this.
Yeah, he should have been fantastic.
Yeah.
But he's just too loopy, and he's the one who gets all the lines about, like, good and evil, and he's the one who's always debating the philosophy and like who these people are, the gods, the mythology, all that shit. Like, he's the one it comes from, so all that stuff kind of falls flat. I don't know why I enjoyed it in the movie though.
Yeah,
because I get it. He's terrible. He's like next level bad. But I don't know. While I was watching the movie, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. What is it? Doomsday was horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
You have to use it really well for, like, a big villain, something that's the center of a set piece like that, to be fully CG.
Yeah.
Like, it has to look real good, and it does not look good at all.
Well, it's funny because the Hulk looks good, the Hulk in Marvel.
Yeah, the Hulk looks good.
They just have to make the Hulk look ugly. That's all they had to do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's he looks like the cave troll from from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And kind of like a Ninja Turtle.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a squinty-eyed Ninja Turtle from the new Ninja Turtle movies.
Yeah.
And it's also he's there for no reason other than to have something to fight.
Yeah.
And to ultimately do the thing that they do at the end.
Yeah. Totally.
Which is so, like, when I realized that that was happening, I was like, God, now you're doing this in a movie that's had all of this happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean any, like, it doesn't mean anything.
So we'll talk about it. Superman dies.
Yeah, he dies.
He dies.
But no, he doesn't die. Of course not.
No. Yeah. No. So it's, I'd be so upset. I'd be so upset. Like, we fucking buried him, dude. We spent money burying him. We don't, you know, we live in Kansas. We don't.
It looked like an expensive parade in Metropolis.
I know. probably millions of tax dollars.
Yeah.
Not only, first of all, we got to rebuild the fucking city. Let's not even forget about that.
Yeah. Now, like, we felt bad at first. Yeah. So, like, oh, fuck, we got to rebuild, but he did die.
Yeah.
Like, they're rationalizing it. Let's throw him fine, bite your lip. Let's just do it.
Build him a memorial.
Yeah.
It'll be cool. People could go visit it. You know, he saved whatever. And then he comes back and he's like, well, I'd be like, what the fuck's going on, dude?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a bill for $2 million, what it took to close down the streets, have the you think the bagpipe player's cheap, dude?
And we flew them in.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be like if you or I came back to life, because we understand what humans are like, and that when humans die, they die.
Yeah.
But this guy's an alien, so like, well, maybe they just do this all the time.
Yeah. Fucking assholes.
Why didn't he tell us? Like,
why didn't he go, hey, in case I die, don't just be... Just leave me in the sun. Leave me toasting in the sun, and I'll pop right back up.
Yeah, you'll see some dirt like levitating. I affect the gravity around me. So you'll know. You'll know. I trust you.
Yeah. Just don't do like prank. You know, don't teabag me or something.
No pictures. No Polaroids. It's just so that they did that was just so dumb.
Yeah.
Because this is. Another big picture reason I don't like this is the reason why I don't like a lot of stuff now where they are using old stories from the past. Like Star Trek Into Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, we're going to do worst decision ever. All right, we're going to do Khan. We're going to do the death of one of the characters, only we're not going to do Spock. We're going to do Kirk. We're going to flip it on you. You're not going to expect it, even though that's exactly what you could predict. Yeah. And it's... It doesn't work at all because the original story had, you know, 20 years of like story behind it.
Yeah.
And like relationship with these, like 30 years almost of relationship with these characters for people to like market on.
Yeah.
To be like, shit, they killed Spock. So when the two of them are saying goodbye to one another, like it is genuinely sad. Mm-hmm. Like you've seen these people do so many things together. You know what good friends they are.
Yeah.
But then Star Trek Into Darkness comes along and they've been hanging out for like a year.
Yeah.
And now it's all super sad because they're so, and even at the beginning of that movie, they're not friends at all.
Yeah. Like,
and in this one, they're killing Superman after we just met him. And he hasn't done anything but cause the death of thousands.
Yeah.
And create global turmoil and seem to be kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
And and I'm supposed to like care that he's going to die, that he sacrifices himself. I'm like, yeah, fuck, hey, sacrifice yourself. You brought all this on.
Yeah. The monster wouldn't have showed up if you weren't here.
Yeah. Know? Why? What'd you do with the body? Why, you know?
Yeah. Another thing is like, all of a sudden he's like, dude, your mom's name is Martha too?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. That's so crazy.
Okay,
my mom's name is Martha too.
So 2 hours of the movie, easily. And then the fight happens.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor has engineered this fight between the two of them. Also, the positive thing I'll say is I like that they do the fight and Superman goes into it knowing that he's being manipulated.
Yeah.
So he goes into it like, look,
stop.
You gotta listen to me. Stop this. And I liked that at least beginning of it, but then the fight is like, it's just not good. It's not a good fight.
No.
The sink, like he smashed his head with a sink.
Yeah.
Like he's punching him, but it's like not doing anything. Like, I don't know. Just it's not the best fight. And then the turn. Superman is down. He's been poisoned by the kryptonite gas again. Lois finds him and...
Why did he say Martha?
Yeah, because Lex Luthor has kidnapped Superman's mom, who, Martha Kent... And so finally Superman breaks down to tell Batman, like, they're going to kill Martha. And Batman's mom's name was Martha Wayne.
Yeah.
And so he's like, why'd you say that? Why'd you say that name?
What are you talking about, my mom?
Yeah, and Lois is like, his mom's name is Martha. And then that's it.
They're buds.
Then they're buds. Batman goes to say, that's when you get the big fight that you see in the trailer of everyone. Batman goes to save Martha Kent and
kills a man.
kills a couple people.
Yeah.
I missed, someone in a review said that he takes a guy's knife and stabs him in the chest with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah, I don't know if it was the chest. I think it was the shoulder. Was it the shoulder?
It was the shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, it's super brutal. At least one of those guys is paralyzed for life. The guy whose head he smashes into the
ground. Oh, yeah, clearly.
And he has the line to Martha Kent, which is a pretty good line. Your son sent me. I'm a friend of your sons. Which is a great line if they hadn't turned to be friends 2 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
Like that's, and so they're trading on a relationship that we don't have yet.
Yep.
And so I don't feel anything. So then when Superman dies, I'm like, I kind of don't care.
Yeah.
I know he's going to come back. And people complain about that all the time in Marvel movies. There's no drama because, or superhero movies in general, there's no drama because you know that no one's going to really die.
Yeah.
Which is true, but that's why the drama comes from like what's happening to these people or what they're doing like affects them as characters.
Yeah.
But you don't get any of that in this for them. Like, no one would even think about that.
No.
It's just purely aesthetic.
Oh, man. And then you have the multiverse thing with the whole Flash. We skipped over that.
Yeah, we totally skipped over that. The nightmare sequence that's in the trailer with the parademons and the Omega symbol burned into the ground, which is all future stuff. The Flash comes in, says, don't trust him. And, like, she's the key, right? Like, don't trust him as in don't trust Superman. Right?
I don't know how I read into that.
He says something about Lois and she's the key, right?
She's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lois is the key. Like, don't trust. So it has to be about Superman. Don't trust him. Lois is the key. But look, if you don't know, like, the history of comics, you know who the fuck. You don't know who that is.
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening. You don't know that it's the Flash traveling back in time.
Who's this long haired dude? You know?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't even have the long hair in that sequence because he's got that weird mechanical, like, suit.
That's right.
Yeah. So there was someone we knew who told us about some of that stuff. And like it felt like, did you ever see that video game Injustice? It was like the fighting game.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks exactly like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like the Flash's suit in that game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's this like weird robot suit.
Yeah.
Where like the face mask lifts up. And so that nightmare sequence is, I guess, a scorched planet Earth from Darkseid. And then he opens. So the files that both Wonder Woman and Batman are trying to get from Lex Luthor contain not only whatever they were looking for in the movie, but also files on
metahumans,
future members of the Justice League that have already been named.
Yep. And by him.
By Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
And given logos.
Yep.
By Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Wonder Woman's looks badass.
Wonder Woman's looks good.
Flash, too.
Yeah. Flash is the lightning bolt. He got Aquaman, just like that A.
Yeah.
And then the Cyborg one, which, like, no one would really know. Even if you are tangentially familiar with members of the Justice League, very few people probably know about Cyborg.
Yeah.
And his... So there's a video file for each of them. So you see a little bit of the Flash... And someone brought up the fact, I didn't think about this during the scene, but the Flash is stopping a robbery at a convenience store, but like seems to cause way more damage than he prevents.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
In dollars spent. Because like when he zips over, he's like buying milk. He like zips over to stop the guy robbing the place. Like lightning shoots everywhere. Wind like blows down to things, like doing way more damage than the robber would cost that guy.
It would have cost maybe like a couple $100, but now he's probably got broken windows.
Yeah,
merchandise he can't sell.
Yeah, he's got inventory to replace. The Aquaman one is just him with a trident like poking out of a ship.
Yeah, it's really weird.
And then he swims away really fast. The Cyborg one though is super violent.
Yeah,
like it's the half torn up torso of Cyborg. I can't remember his name. Ray right. something
yeah.
something Ray.
Yeah.
And his dad, like, doing experiments on him. And then he takes his, like, dumb-looking cube And then, like, it floats over to him to start, like, forming the rest of it. It's a RoboCop scene, basically.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, screaming in pain. Like, that's in a Superman movie. Yeah. And ostensibly a Superman movie.
Yeah.
It's no good.
Yeah.
No good.
And then Wonder Woman is just the picture. Just the picture.
Just the picture that was shot while they were making her movie.
Like Nicolas Cage picture.
Yeah.
The time traveling Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And my thing was like, so what? There's Nicolas Cage has a picture just like that. Like
that's true.
What would
I didn't think about that. So many times people are like, oh, here, proof this person is a time traveler. Because here's a person 150 years ago that looked just like them.
Yeah.
But you don't go and look. You don't look at it and say, holy shit.
She's a superhero.
Yeah. That guy's immortal.
Yeah. This guy's fucking Dracula.
Yeah. I better make this picture top secret.
Yeah.
I am excited for her solo movie, though.
Yeah.
Mostly because it exists outside any of this.
What do you mean?
Well, it's both, isn't it? It's around World War I and then in modern day also.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
There's going to be stuff in that about something.
Yeah. It's going to be some weird thing.
Yeah. I just... People complain about the Marvel movies and like how they connect with like little scenes and stuff, but this, I've never seen anything as bad as this.
Yeah. But I like how batshit crazy everything is, though. Like the whole multiverse, the whole Omega thing. They just, like, I felt like
they did
like,
go for it.
They're, and here's the problem is that Zack Snyder's a good director, but he's not a good writer, and he's not a good producer.
He's not a good storyteller.
He's not a good storyteller, but visually he's good. Like he makes cool visuals. He likes to record things falling to the ground.
There are so many things that you see up close that have hit the ground in this movie. I would love someday. There's going to be a supercut of all of them.
Pearls, bullets.
Probably like a hand.
Superman's blood.
Condensation from a bottle or something.
Yeah.
But you were saying after we saw the movie. That I hadn't thought about this because I felt like it was kind of boring visually. Like it didn't like excite me in the way that his other ones, like stuff in Watchmen did.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff he did. But you made the point that like, well, he's used all of his tricks.
Yeah.
Like you've seen everything now.
Yeah. He's got like three or four different like signature shots and that's it.
Yeah.
Like really the most interestingly directed thing he's done is probably Dawn of the Dead because there's not a lot of special effects. They're all practical stuff. So he had to really use his brain to think of cool shots.
Yeah, that's still his best movie.
Yeah, and everything else is just CGI heavy and really saturated. And
yeah, super saturated.
And the problem is that this guy has had commercial success. Watchmen made money. Even Sucker Punch kind of made money.
And I like Watchmen.
Yeah.
I like Watchmen a whole lot.
300.
I like 300 a whole lot.
Everything made money. So they're like, this guy has a good track record. Let's just let him be in charge. And it's like, that was a bad idea. You don't... They should have interviewed him and said, you want to do an Atlas Shrug? What?
He had the Fountainhead?
What? The Fountainhead? Oh, no, we're not going to lie.
Yeah.
You like horrible books, sir. We can't let someone with horrible literature direct this multi-billion dollar, intellectual property.
There's no going back now, though.
Oh, no. That's the thing. That's why I'm excited about the next ones. Here's the thing. Suicide Squad's going to be good. I know for a fact.
I don't know if it's going to be good.
I'm gonna bet on the side that it's going to be good.
But you love David Ayer. I like David Ayer, too.
I love David Ayer.
I like him, too, but... I feel like it could go either way.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. I think the real wild card there, no pun intended, would be Jared Leto for me.
Yeah.
But at this point, I don't care. Do the Joker however you want. As long as it's good in the movie, that's fine with me.
Here's the thing is that like if you're going to build this universe that's really crazy, let him be crazy too.
That's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So really, is there any other thoughts you have? Don't. I like that there's no stinger at the end, no post-credit sequence.
Yeah, we went to that audience screening on Monday night. Everyone was anxiously awaiting the post-credit sequence, and then it did not come.
I loved it.
And they didn't turn on the lights either. I thought that we weren't allowed to leave. Like, I thought there was a reason that all the guards were still standing there like they had been the whole movie.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, you know, you're going to want to stay and see this. Oh, yeah, there was. So in the credits, you find out Jimmy Olsen's in the movie. And I'm like, what? Where was Jimmy Olsen? He's the photographer that goes with her to Africa.
He's the dude that gets shot?
Does he get shot?
Yeah, he dies, dude. He gets executed.
See, I don't. That guy was just such a non thing for me. I don't think
he's Jimmy Olsen.
No, he's Jimmy Olsen.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Lawrence Fishburne, who never gets to leave the office set in the movie.
Well, he cashed in a good check, and he only had to go to one set.
That's true.
And like two wardrobe changes.
Clark Kent's a terrible reporter. He's never at work.
I don't know why he's not fired. He's never at work.
I know.
Never at work.
He always just walks up. Oh, where's Kent?
Never actually does his work.
What work he does, yeah, that's right. He comes out and he's like, I asked you to write this article about the football team, and you wrote this thing. I specifically asked you not to.
Yeah, which I'm not going to print, by the way.
Which I'm not going to print. Yeah.
But here's your check.
Oh, yeah, that was the first bit of advertising I completely noticed was like, I logged into your Dropbox account, all I found was this article about the Batman.
Good old Dropbox. And Jeep. Jeep had a lot of cars in it.
Jeep? You noticed the Jeep one.
Notice the Jeep.
I didn't notice anything else. I'm sure there's tons, but I didn't notice it.
Very subliminal. But yeah, all in all, it's so batshit crazy that I can't wait to see how bad it tanks later on. Meaning, like, how you can't build something on this platform.
I think the least safe is the Cyborg movie.
Yeah. And they've said they're going to go forward with all the movies. Right?
People say that a lot because they have to.
What do
and
you?
And then they like push. But I would not be surprised if Justice League gets pushed a bit, but probably not. It's so close. But they've done it twice before.
Yeah,
they've done it a lot.
You think it'll happen though?
Probably not. It depends how this weekend goes.
Yeah.
It depends how much money they make.
Also, it depends how. I mean, it's not getting good reviews.
But that doesn't matter if it makes money.
That's true. It's true.
Wonder Woman's filming. I bet if anything like changes in the slate, that Batman movie gets pushed up.
Meaning
they're like, Ben, we need you to make a Batman movie now.
Yeah. We need some money. We need some capital.
We need you to make a Batman movie. Yeah. We've yet again not been able to figure out how to make Superman work in a movie.
Yeah.
We need you to do this, which is the most astounding thing to me.
Because we blew ourselves.
I think you can totally make Superman work in a movie. I don't understand why no one just doesn't do it. But what's the other one? Aquaman.
Oof. I hope that never gets made.
Aquaman could be weird enough that I bet it still gets made. It depends probably how they feel about the script. I don't know. I don't know who's writing it. James Wan's directing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
You think the Cyborg movie will get scrapped?
Because it has no name recognition.
Yeah.
No one knows what that is. People know what Aquaman is.
Well, unless he does well in Justice League, then they'll be like, oh yeah, we want an origin movie.
Sure. But they would have to get before Justice League, because that one was going to be like 2019 or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they will have to know right away. I feel like they'll say, okay, we got to get rid of one. It's going to be Cyborg.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll see how Justice League does. Maybe we'll give you a movie after that.
Yeah.
Right behind that one is Aquaman for sure.
Yeah.
Because everyone makes fun of Aquaman.
I fucking hate Aquaman.
He's the fucking king of the sea.
Yeah. He's like the chicken of the sea.
Someone said that it looked like he was holding his breath. I didn't notice that.
Me too. It seemed like he was holding his breath. I'm like, I thought this guy was good underwater. Yeah, I don't like him. Never liked him.
Aquaman?
Yeah.
I like Aquaman. Jason Momoa, I don't know if he can carry something.
I don't think he can.
Yeah, some guys just can't carry movies. As much as I love Chris Hemsworth, he can't really carry a movie.
I don't know.
Are you going to bring up Black Hat?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Black Hat?
No.
Mr. Michael Mann, you haven't seen Black Hat?
Well, they showed a different version at the film festival.
At MoMA in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to wait to see if that comes out. And I'll watch that.
I would watch it because I would love to see how you make it better. Be real hard.
Oh, the extended cut?
Yeah. How do you just make the movie better?
I like Michael Mann. I like all Michael Mann.
Oh, I love Michael Mann.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, Black Hat, ugh.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, boy.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah. But anyway, notice how, like, this is ostensibly a Superman sequel, but we barely talked about Superman.
Yeah, but Superman sucks in this movie.
He sucks in the movie.
Yeah.
He sucks.
Like,
he's an asshole.
Here's the thing.
He's self-interested.
How Henry Cavill should play Superman is how he played Napoleon Solo did you see?
Yeah. Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
That's how he should have been charming. When he's Superman, he's going to be charming and likable.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I don't like Superman.
Not as much as like a...
I shouldn't be happy that he died at the end of the movie, you know? Like, fuck yeah. Good riddance.
I was like, wow, what a great... Like, if he had really been dead?
Yeah.
Like, interesting. A Justice League without Superman. Yeah, okay. Like, I might be down with it.
Yeah. Okay. Wonder Woman will take kind of his seat.
Because he doesn't seem to want to do it. He doesn't seem to want to be Superman.
Yeah.
So why?
He's always trying to fuck Lois Lane.
Batman, here's a guy who's dedicated his life.
Yeah.
Here's Wonder Woman who is from a whole race of women who have turned their back on society. She is exiled from her home in order, because she believes in humanity.
Yeah.
So there's two people that actually, like, care about the world.
Mm-hmm.
Superman doesn't seem to give a shit.
But also, in this movie, yeah, like, you're right. Like, he doesn't give a shit, but it's like, it's not a calling. It's a burden, you know? Like, oh,
yeah.
I gotta save these people.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. Why can't they just stay safe? You know?
Yeah. Or like, why can't they just leave me alone when I do something?
Yeah. I just want to, you know?
I have to ask you this because I don't know. When he was brought to the Senate and there was that jar, so Holly Hunter has that line to Lex about piss in a jar and label it grandma's peach tea. Which is, it's the clunkiest line.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds bad when she says it.
Yeah.
But then the return on it is that she's talking to Superman, and there's, like, a jar of, I guess it's supposed to be piss.
Yeah.
Kids movie.
Yeah.
That says, Granny's Sweet Peach Tea. And we stay on her face, and there's a look on her face of, like, encroaching terror. But... like, does she know that a bomb's about to go off? And if so, why?
Well, she sees that he's not there, so she knows something's going down.
Right, but I feel like I was taking it as like, oh, he's in control. Like, he's in control somehow.
Yeah.
Like, this is all going to go his way.
Yeah.
But she has a look of terror like the look people have in movies when they're about to die.
Yeah.
Like, she knows she's about to die. But was there a line I missed when they were talking about that before in his study?
No, I don't think so. I just think it was a weird look.
Yeah.
Yeah. So overall, like I said, I give it 3 stars just because Batman's badass.
Batman's really good in it. Oh, man. I was about to say it's worth it to see for Batman, but I don't know if it is.
It's worth it to see. You don't want to see this type of movie in home video, you know? Like, you want to see it in the big screen.
Why?
Is that explosions?
But the stuff you want to see on the big screen is so garbage. That fight at the end is nothing but like flames and you have no idea what's going on.
Well, if you see it at home, you're not going to know shit, dude. Because it's all your screens.
Yeah, but you'll save the money.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, this is the first movie that's made me think like, yeah, I shouldn't... Why should I have to see it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad I didn't pay for it. That's what I'll say that.
I still have to return those tickets that I bought from the Arclight.
Dude, you should do it today.
Yeah.
You only have... to like 2 hours before.
1 hour before. Do you have to do it in person?
You have to call.
Oh, I can call tomorrow. That's fine.
Don't be lazy, dude. I won't be rushing out to see the next. I will be rushing out to see Suicide Squad, but not anything else.
Let me ask you this. Are you going to watch the 3-hour R-rated version when it comes out on video?
I don't know if I have the energy. But or maybe it's more batshit crazy stuff. So yeah, I'll watch it, you know?
If you can watch it, if you can watch just the scenes that makes it that just that half an hour that makes it R-rated, then I'll watch it. But I can't imagine needing to see this.
If it's more Batman stuff, I'll see it. If it's anything other than Batman stuff, I don't want to see it.
You know? Agree.
I'm ready for a Batman movie. Like, scrap everything else. Give us a.
I'm completely on board for a Batfleck
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is that it? Any other final thoughts?
I don't think so.
Fucking Jesse Eisenberg, dude.
Just a bummer. Just a real bummer, man. The whole thing's just a bummer.
Yeah. Just groping a naked Zod body.
Because people talk about like Marvel versus DC, and like I like the Marvel movies because they're good movies.
Yeah,
they give me what I want when I go to the movies. They're fun.
Yeah,
like for as quote unquote violent as they get, they're still like fun. There's comedy in there. You're mm-hmm. having a good time. You like these characters. You're going to watch these characters interact.
I don't like Batman, Superman. This, I mean, yeah,
yeah. So I don't care.
Yeah, I don't yeah. care. Yeah,
and I just met Batman, so I'm like. Cool. All right. Well, he was cool in the movie, but
yeah,
we'll see. It's just a bad. It's a bad movie.
Yeah. All right. So 3 stars for me. Two
for me.
You almost gave it a half. 2.5
for Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give 1 star for Affleck and 1 star for Wonder Woman.
2.
Yeah. 2.
All right. That's it. Basically, you could follow us on Twitter.
See it? Don't see it. I don't care.
Yeah. It's your money. It's your money. we could find us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. You could find me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERES.
At BL Bennett.
That's it.
You can find me if you want to. No one ever has.
All right, guys. And thanks, people who sent me. Damn it, I forgot who sent me. It's the tip of my tongue, but I forgot who it is. Who sent me the link to the. The interview.
Someone actually sent you something.
Yeah.
You don't know who it is.
I'll pop it.
No one ever sends anything, do they?
Oh, yeah. People always interact with me because, you know, I'm an approachable person, but
sure.
you're kind of a
your
jerk,
social,
dude.
Your social media presence looms large. Yeah.
Yeah. Ian Conway.
Those,
Ian Conway.
Those 7 tweets I've made this year.
Yeah. Ian Conway sent me the link to the Thomas Lennon thing, discussing Terrence Malick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
where he talks about the note that Malick gave everybody.
All right, so thanks for that. And hey, thanks for listening, guys. And until next time, have a good one.